Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Matt Steinway podcast. This is episode five, Jack.
It is.
Yeah, you go five. Number five, be good when it's 500. Today's topic, it's really in response to a lot of questions I get from people who want to meet with me all the time, and they sort of want to talk about how do they get to here, or what should they do here, like as in they've got this vision. But I'll tell you why I reckon the number one reason people don't succeed. It's the biggest thing that I can see that separates the ultra achievers from the people who hover around middle. And I reckon it's doing it when you can't see it. That's the biggest thing. Because if you want to achieve like triple your results. And it really cracks me up when people say two times your results, 10 times. There's, Grant Cardone talks about 10 times your results. Bloody hell, 10 times your results. Do you know what that even takes? What he's saying is you've got to first be the energy of the increase, but not just the energy of the increase, you've got to sustain that. So what happens with achievement is we set goals. We go, we want to achieve this, or we have this vision of our brain. Like for me, I want a waterfront home, a beautiful waterfront home. It'll cost the best part of $5 million to build. I don't want a lot of debt. So that I link that with work, results, health, balance in life. And I don't mean balance because I don't have balance, but I mean balance as in fit as much work in as I can. I link all of that to that result. So that house to me means I've got to be as hungry and as run as fast as I can every day to be the energy of a really wealthy person. I want great wealth. I'm already reasonably wealthy, but I want to be even more wealthy. And you know me well, Jack, don't you?
I do very well.
I don't chase the money. I want the money, but I don't chase it. I want to be worth 100 million. And I'm sure when I get to 100 million, I want to be worth 300 million. I don't mind sharing this with people. I haven't got to the stage where I need to be a billionaire or anything like that, but I'm sure it will come one day. It'll just keep building because I've got the formula in my mind of what it's going to take to get there. But that 100 mil is a personal thing to me. It's just a benchmark that I want to get to. I'm certainly on my way there, but I'm not at 100 mil yet. So what is the energy of the 100 mil? What is the energy of the waterfront home? Jack, you want to buy a house.
I do.
I want to help you get to that house. So what does that energy need to be? Because at the moment, what you're living is the energy that's taking you to this point. So if you want to be the best in your company, you're building a media company at the moment, and I want to be the best in the company, and it's just taken us 15 years to become the number one agent in McGrath. So what is that energy look like? So for 15 years, I had to have that energy until I achieved it. And you worked with me for a number of those years. Did I ever let up?
Not at all.
Not once?
No, completely consistent.
Completely consistent in that speed of energy, that hunger of energy. And I think there's a misconception with grinding and hunger and hard work, all of this. It's not get out there and work as hard as you can. It's first be the energy that you want to see. Do you get what I mean?
I do.
Because if you're feeling flat and someone says to you, go and make 100 calls or go and do 100 visits or 30 visits to people as prospecting, whatever business you're in, if you're in sales of some sort, or take care of the kids when you're super tired, you can't be that energy. You've got kids.
I do.
When you get home and you're buggered, the last thing you want to do is look after the kids.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Steph is the same. But to be the best in your life, you have to learn the art of managing your energy, bringing that energy force first. This is why people become really successful. Because it's like you start to forget about the result and you focus on who are you right now? Like, what are you bringing today? You're with me every day, Jack.
every single day.
Is it relentless?
It's relentless, guys. We certainly run very fast.
We do, but people are... How many phone times does my phone ring a day?
Oh, countless.
How many meetings do I do a day?
Tons.
Yeah, and do I feel tired sometimes? Yeah, but my hunger, my desire to achieve supersedes that tiredness in the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a higher purpose for me. I want that waterfront home with not much debt.
Yeah.
You know, like I want that. So that's a driver for me. So for people listening to this and you're a little bit stuck, it's an energy thing. You've got to have that thing driving you where every day it's almost like your excitement, regardless of your results. You could be like in debt, not feeling great, or not feeling great. You need to change that. But like in debt, living in a shared room, wherever. But that doesn't mean you still can't own your energy. You can focus on life isn't great, I'm 30 kilos overweight, I don't have much money. Or you could say, what a great opportunity to change that.
Yeah.
Like, I've got the fuel inside of me to make today beyond amazing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Sleep well, eat well, breathe well, go to the gym, go for a run, be that. So if whatever job you're in, you're bringing this energy that's so attractive. That will bring the people into your life, the results into your life over time. But we get too impatient. We get too impatient, and that's the thing. You need to be the energy that you want to see. And I reckon that's why people don't succeed, because they actually give up, because it's really hard. The outcome takes time. So whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, we're building this right now, Jack. We're doing number 5 podcasts. I don't need to do these podcasts.
Yeah.
We already own a large real estate company. We're already doing great stuff, but I've got a desire that this tool here, this podcast, is going to be part of the bigger vision that we have. That's my driver for this. The photos that we do, the filming that we do, the Instagram. We're only on 3,300 people on Instagram. That will be 1.something million one day, then 2 million and 3 million, all of that sort of stuff. But today, I live like it's already happened.
Yeah.
I live like we've got 3 million subscribers on the podcast.
You have that energy.
3 million, that's exactly right. I treat it like that already. What do you think is going to happen over time, Jack?
Can you get there? It's already done.
Yeah, it's already done. In my mind, it's already done. Tick, and what's the next thing? The home is already done in my mind. It's already there. The wealth is already there. I'm just running to it. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just running to it, trying to match the frequency of that thing every single day. Like, I'm working like I'm already worth $100 million. So it's like my energy is different. But if you're focused on, I don't have the money right now, I feel poor, I feel like I don't have enough, I'm desperate, I'm needy, I'm all this sort of stuff, you need to scale your life back a bit so you feel okay. Because if you've got pressure, like if you've got financial pressure, debt, that sort of stuff, where you're trying to run just to keep up with it, you do have to take some steps back and try and ease that a little bit. Because once you feel ease, you can start to move forward a little bit faster.
Yeah.
But you can you control your emotions, don't you?
Absolutely.
Like today, you control. Can you get excited right now?
Of course I can.
You can. Pumped. You can get absolutely pumped. So why don't we do that every day?
I don't think people think about it that way.
Well, they need to. Yeah. That's if your goals and vision are big enough. Your job, your responsibility, is to bring that energy today. Because the funny thing about it is, if you do that today and tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, and the next day, next day, and enough, eventually, you'll have that. You'll have the results that match that.
Your life will become that.
Is it exciting living in a beautiful home?
Of course it is.
Yeah. But is a beautiful home just going to pop in tomorrow? Or do you have to create it? Have you ever thought about it? Do you have to create it? You do. It's created over time. By the ability, you bring it into your world by becoming that person. Do you get it?
I do.
Yeah. So it's like the most difficult part with the journey of success is being the energy before you can see it. Too many people want to see the results first, want to see that to make them feel confident and excited, and then they go on the next one. Sure, achieving great results along the way are going to make you feel more confident and more confident and more confident in your ability, But why do you need that to feel confident or great or excited or whatever? What if you just decided that you have enough today?
Exactly. Be happy where you're at.
Be happy where you're at and excited for more. That there is the key to creating anything you want in life. You want a better body? I'm a few kilos overweight at the moment. Like just a few.
You have mentioned it.
But in my mind, I made a decision. Lose 103, I want to be 101.
Yeah.
So I lose 2 kilos. It's going to make some slight adjustments. I was eating a little bit too much sugary stuff. Like I just went back into that a little bit. But I made the decision. My behavior has changed. I'm already energetically 2 or 3 kilos lighter. And it's going to take a few days, week, 2 weeks, whatever. And it'll be there again.
Yeah.
But I've energetically aligned with the outcome. I think sometimes there's too much emphasis on hard work. Hard work is definitely needed. Definitely needed. But if your energy is lined up first with excitement, keenness, all this sort of stuff, and you add hard work, you're like turbocharged.
Impatiently patient.
That's exactly right. But there's this grinding, you know how we talk about grind your way to success, hard work harder than everybody else, do all this sort of stuff. I totally get that. But you have to get so excited about what's possible and then work like you're already that person. That's the difference. And I don't think enough people talk about it. We watch it, The Rock, Gary Vee, all these people, Tim Ferriss, all these people are doing it. But what they don't talk about, Gary does a bit, but what they don't talk about too much is the energy leading up to the success.
As it's building.
Because from a long time ago, those really successful people that you see, a long time ago, they made a decision to get excited about their vision.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter where they're at. Every day, they just bring this best version of them. Doesn't mean you don't have some downer days, like days that are a bit less, but you have less of them.
Yeah.
I absolutely know that what we're creating right now will be around the world. I absolutely know that. Might take 5 years, might take 10 years, might take whatever. I don't know. Yeah. But in my mind, it's already done. And I make time for it. I'm keen for it. I allow for it. People say, how do you fit all this stuff in? I fit it in because I want to.
Yeah.
I fit it in because it's necessary.
It's important to you.
Yeah. I never say no. It's like, let's do this thing. We already had how many meetings today, Jay?
Oh, tons.
So many meetings, so many things, so many calls, whatever. And here we're doing a podcast right now with a photographer that keeps clicking the camera right next to us, doing the photos for social media. But we're making the stuff happen. And that's the thing. You've got to get out of your head and you've got to get more in your heart. And you've got to attach your heart to the outcome because your heart will far outlast your head.
Yeah.
Your heart will keep going. It's like when you're attached with your heart to something and you want it that much, you don't think about it. You don't think about can I, whatever. You just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. So I reckon that people listening to this right now, and if you're in a slump, if you're stuck a little bit, if you're unsure, you've got to really ask yourself, are you bringing that energy of ultra success? Because the great thing about success is it's available to everybody. Everybody's got the ability to achieve whatever they can see in their mind. But you've got to hold on to that so strong that it almost feels like it makes you get butterflies inside around achieving it. That's how I feel every day. It's like I have butterflies around what awesome stuff's going to happen today.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Do you understand? And it's like whatever you can see in your mind is absolutely going to happen. How cool is that?
It's amazing.
How cool is it? Seriously. Like the weight loss, the wealth, the home, the job, the business, the opportunities, all of this sort of stuff. It's like totally controlled by you.
Completely within your power.
Yeah. And the better you feel with it, the more excited you feel, you just have to stay there. Stay there every day. Go to sleep early, get up early, get into the day, feel your way through the day. Sure, things are going to come at you all the time, but like welcome it. Don't get into this space where you feel like, oh, I'm just too much. It's just, oh. Some days I say, mate, there's so much stuff going on, I'm only just hanging on.
Yeah.
But I'm actually keen because it's happening and you can see it happening. So if you're a bit flat listening to this now, snap out of it. Understand that the magic that's going on around you, you just have to align with it and then hold on to that vision because it's like the reason that people don't achieve the success that they want and they end up on the pension at 65 is because they never learned the art of energy management. They never learned the art of just staying totally affixed to that thing, that vision you have in your mind, and being that high frequency energy every day, regardless of where you're at. If you can learn that one thing, your world will change.